The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
First talk back of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, JV Show. What's going on? This, as you already know, it is exactly midnight on the dot. So I know for a fact I'm getting the first talk back of the day. Just making sure no salty last place in the league Raider fans try to come up here. Be the first talk back of the day. Try to talk ish. We had a good season. Didn't go how we wanted at the end, but still take it. Bang, bang. Love y'all. Have a good day.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
How
just
do
hits
you feel?
Different this morning.
Yeah, Graham.
I currently hate everything. Obviously, I'm upset. What he said, what Isaac said there is 100% true. Niners had a great season. Lest we forget that they knocked off the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia last week in the playoffs. That was a huge win. Great season. The injuries finally caught up with them. There was just nobody left. There's no playmakers left on the field for the 49ers. And as they started to get hurt, as the backup playmakers started to get hurt in that game against the Seahawks, you're just like, well, I don't even know. I mean, there's just nothing. That game sucks start to finish. And they should have taken the ball on the kickoff.
Let's talk about some of the bets that we have going on right now. Is Ruben Cito coming in today to do a shoey?
Yeah, Ruben Cito. Speaking of salty Raider fans, Ruben Cito is coming in this morning at 9:05 this morning. He's going to be taking a shoey. I think that's probably the time, maybe 8:55. Just be tuned in around then, as depending on traffic and whatnot, because he's got to drive all the way in from Sacramento this morning to take a shoey. He bet me as just a Raider fan versus Niner fan, which team was going to have the better record this season. And that wasn't even close. Not even, I mean,
God,
by
why
a mile.
Would he do that?
I think he just really wanted to drink out of my boot.
I think so.
You guys, when you see this boot.
Can we post a picture of the boot?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to show it to you guys now just so you can get a preview.
You're wearing it?
No, I'm not wearing it, but I brought it.
Let me see it. It's under Graham's desk.
I mean, look at this thing. There's like spots on it and holes.
Is that from
on
like
it.
50 years
look
ago?
At that. look at the hole in the front. I'm not going to, you can't pour it that way because the beer will pour out
when
the.
When people do shoeys, is it a rule that it has to be the most disgusting shoe that's ever, that you've ever owned? Ew.
It smells like a dead animal.
It looks like a dead animal.
Oh, God, that's
it
gross. Did,
well, it wasn't. It's leather, so it was a dead animal.
Wow.
Anyway, so he's going to be doing that. I also now, because I made another shoey bet, I also need to take a shoey because I bet our buddy Abel in San Jose, he's a Rams fan, that if the Rams advanced and the Niners didn't, I would have to take a shoey. And that's what happened. The Bears blew the game in overtime. Are you kidding me? All they had to do is get into field goal range, which they were already pretty close, and kick a field goal and win the game. And instead, they threw an interception and lost to the Rams in overtime. They had the game locked up.
So now you have
that
to do a shoey.
That was brutal. So now I also have to take a shoey. Should Ruben and I just do it? I have two boots here. Should we just get it done at the same time?
If we have enough liquid for that, maybe. we'll consider that. Wait, so first question. Uh-huh. When you do a shoey, when someone does a shoey, does it have to be the most disgusting shoe ever, or is it ever just a normal shoe?
It can just be a normal shoe.
Okay, so you just like doing disgusting ones.
Well, I brought the boots in because, you know.
Because it's not you drinking out of it.
Well, it might be. I mean, I got two of them here, so I might drink out of one, and Ruben Cito drinks out of the other.
Does you owing a shoey even faze you? I feel like you're not bothered by it.
I'm not, you know what, I'm still depressed about the outcome of the game, so I don't care. Just
got it.
A shoey's just a little extra salt in the wound. Who cares?
So gross.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess is posting the shoe.
You got it.
It's so gross.
Bad. I didn't even. When I brought it out and showed you guys, I didn't fully look at the toe of the boot. Again, our buddy Ruben Cito has to come in and take a shoey. He's coming in later this morning to take a shoey out of one of my old boots. There is legitimate grass growing out of the hole in the toe. Well, I don't know. I had him sitting outside on the front porch for a little while. I don't know. Something started growing out of there.
There's so
legit
disgusting.
Grass growing out of the toe.
Everyone, go to JV Morning Show. Go to JV Morning Show. Check out our Instagram
this is
story.
Gonna be great.
Oh my God. All right. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And it's time for.
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Okay, so we are under a severe geomagnetic storm. Watch, people. It's been issued for yesterday and today as the largest solar radiation storm in more than 20 years hits Earth. It's supposed to weaken today, so like, don't worry. But this could potentially affect the Earth's power grids and satellites. I think we're fine. But it did reach Earth yesterday morning and was expected to peak overnight, which means some people across the country did get a view of the Northern Lights.
So do you guys believe in this more or Mercury in retrograde more?
Mercury in retrograde.
Yeah. Oh my God. All right, for the first time in their school's history, the Indiana Hoosiers are national champions in football. Last night, Indiana defeated the Miami Hurricanes in Miami 27-21. Quarterback Fernando Mendoza had a crazy diving touchdown run in the fourth quarter that propelled the Hoosiers to the win. Miami had a chance to drive the field and score in the final minute to win the game, but they threw an interception, ended any hopes of that. So congrats to Indiana on their first national title.
Nice. A little bit of fog on this Tuesday morning. Dry but cool weather is expected this week. You guys will see highs in the upper 50s to low 60s today.
Hey, Capricorn besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be a 7. There's someone important in your life that you just can't seem to get on the same page with. Now is a good time to step back and reconsider the situation. You'll probably realize there's a better way to deliver your message. Are you a Capricorn bestie?
I am.
Does that resonate with you?
It does.
Is there someone you need to talk to?
Yeah, we're not on the same page.
Got it.
It's my toddler.
Oh.
Next, a grocery store hack that Graham says everybody needs to know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain. We all have sorrow. As a member of the Raider Nation, I gladly open up my arms to you, Selena, Graham, Seti Said, and Angie, to come sit on the couch with me and watch the rest of the NFL teams play in the playoffs. And since we all witnessed such a historical pounding, I'll make sure you guys have the soft cushions, because I'm sure you're sore.
Guess what? You suck!
Thanks, buddy.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. There's a Salty Raider fan for you. That's what we were waiting for. All right, there's a new viral hack, you guys, about how to select the sweetest oranges when you're at the grocery store. Listen up. And a lot of people online have already put this to the test and said, yes, this is true. Because you know when you pick out an orange and it's just not that sweet and it's kind of mealy on the inside?
Yep.
And it's just such a letdown.
That.
And because you've spent all the time peeling it, and then by the time you're like, oh, I can finally enjoy this thing. And you just know from that, as you first start to separate those two pieces of the actual orange and it's kind of stringy in there, whatever, the texture looks wrong, you're just like, what did I just do? Well, you selected the wrong orange. And here's how you select a sweet, delicious orange the next time you are at the store. It is all about the size of the orange's beehole.
What?
Excuse me?
Okay, so you have one end of the orange has where the stem used to be, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You flip it over on the other side. Sometimes there's a hole over there on that other end. Not always. And that's what you want. You want almost virtually no hole there. If you see one that's got sort of a big, they call that the blossom end, I think. On that blossom end, and that's what the B stands for. What did you guys think it was?
Something completely different.
The B hole, you guys.
Okay.
Blossom hole is what
right,
I'm talking about.
Right.
You want a nice, very tight, compact B hole.
Okay.
On the other end of
got
the
it.
Orange. Jess, it stands for blossom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, what about you? You know how you get some that sometimes look like an Audi belly button?
Yes.
So is that bad?
The Audi belly button on the top? I think you're back there on the stem end. Yeah.
Oh, maybe it is the other end. Okay.
Flip it over and get your eyes right up to your face there, looking right at the beehole of the orange. It stands for blossom, you guys.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Look at the beehole. If it is at all like open and sort of like puckered out and like separated there, you know that's not the orange for you.
Right.
Okay.
You want the orange with the nice, tight, very almost non-existent, you know, just like the real, real, like almost a pinhole beehole.
Okay.
It stands for blossom, Selena.
Yes,
stop smirking.
Blossom.
Yes, the blossom hole.
Blossom hole.
You want that to be extra, extra tight.
Just as tiny as possible.
They say the smaller the beehole, the sweeter the orange. The B stands for blossom.
Yes.
Okay. You guys are just making sure you're with
me. Okay, I'm following along.
The smaller the beehole, the sweeter the orange.
So we just turn it around and check.
Yes. So always flip it over and look at that side
and
check. Now you know how to select the proper orange the next time you're at the grocery store. And if people are looking at you weird, you're like, don't worry about me.
Just
I'm looking
at
my orange's beehole. stands for Blossom.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Obviously.
The Blossom Man.
Wow.
I had no idea that was the
me either.
The trick, but a lot of people have put this to test on social media, and they're saying it's true.
Really? I don't really buy oranges. I get like the cute little ones that come in like the pack.
The cuties?
Cuties, yeah. And those ones, those are hit and miss.
Or mandarins.
You can't really tell.
Mandarins are so easy to peel. I love it.
Yeah, those ones you think are going to be terrible because the peel just almost like falls right off. Yeah. Like, something doesn't seem right about this. And then it's the best tasting orange you've ever had on the inside. And to
have
your point.
Have you checked out those B-holes?
I haven't. Now I'm curious to see what ones look like now knowing that generally I feel like I always have good ones of those despite the peel feeling like it's, you know, like it's, is this thing rotted and it's all wrinkly? But
maybe they don't have B-holes.
What about the cuties, Selena? Have you ever looked at a...
No, I never checked out the B-hole. And sometimes you get really, really good ones. Sometimes you get a bad batch, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know if those little ones have the same anatomy as their adult navel orange counterparts. This mostly applies to the navel oranges because B-hole end can be wide open.
It stands for blossom.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
FYI.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
JV Show, this is Edwin from Brentwood. I'm not a salty Raiders fan. I'm on a high myself after watching Fernando have a decent game yesterday, but that touchdown run was amazing. But also, sorry the Niners lost. Better luck next year. Welcome to the club of the better luck next year club. Have a great day.
The better fans, luck next year club.
Yeah, we're in that right now. Raider fans are excited. Look, Fernando Mendoza just led the Indiana Hoosiers to a national title last night and had, this electrifying touchdown dive run or whatever. And he'll likely, you know, we don't know, but the Raiders get the number one overall pick, and that might be him. And I just feel so bad for him.
I mean, he can turn it down.
I mean, he can. Sort of, but not really. And if you're the number one overall pick and a team's going to select you number one overall, you got to go. But it's just, his career peaked.
All right. Don't forget, we have your chance to win Pitbull and Lil Jon tickets. They're coming to Shoreline. Mm-hmm. That in just a few minutes.
But first, let's talk TV, you guys, because there is a Love Island All-Star season that just kicked off. So, for the All-Star season, they basically bring back people from previous seasons that didn't really find a connection or didn't win in the end.
Okay. Is I'm a Mommy there?
No, because this...
How can you have an All-Star season without, like, the biggest All-Star?
I was waiting for that. I'm a Mommy.
Yeah.
So this is for Love Island UK.
I'm a Mommy.
She was in Love Island US. Oh, okay. So I actually didn't even recognize any of the people that are on this season, but... again, so if you've never seen Love Island, it's 12 singles at first. And then as the show goes on, they put bombshells in there to try to stir things up and test connections. And then in the end, the winning couple gets to split a cash prize.
Okay. I'm a Mommy.
So this is, you know, very similar to the regular seasons where this one also has daily episodes. And there are already some complaints that I've seen. So you let me know what you think about this. One is that they shouldn't allow previous winners to participate in these new seasons because they already won. They already went through the whole experience and then in the end took home a cash prize and now they're back to try it again.
But if they were the
Who gives a fart?
Like... the juiciest people on there, you know, this you is the All-Stars. You have to bring, you can't have an All-Star season and not have like the most famous people on there.
Really?
So it does kind of make sense that they would bring them back.
Plus they have nothing else going on in their life. Absolutely nothing.
That's
so they need that.
True. But to me, it's like you already did the whole experience. You left with the partner. And I mean, that didn't end up working out for you. So now you're going to try it again. Now you're not in it for the love part of it. You just want the cash prize once again.
And you just want to be on TV.
And you just want to be on TV, yeah. Duh. And then the other one is a lot of people are complaining about the kissing. Specifically, the three-way kissing.
Whoa. That happens on hold the on. Show.
Wait, so, I'm going to need to see a clip of that. Where do I find that?
So this was, I think, episode two.
Oh.
There's a lot of kissing in general with this show because every single game that they do, it involves some sort of making out. Which, honestly,
that always disgusted me. That was one thing I couldn't get past in regular Love Island. It's just so gross.
It's a lot. It's a lot because, let's say they're playing a game and most of the things that they have to do is make out with everybody. And a lot of the times it's like make out with the person you're most interested in, make out with everybody from the opposite sex. And so, like, in one game, you've made out.
With everybody.
With everybody.
That's so
back
gross.
To back. Like, you just made out with somebody else, and now you're
after
exchanging.
This person also made out with yeah. everybody. So you're just, you indirectly
swapped saliva
yes,
with everybody.
You're Eskimo.
Hopefully they
kissers.
test everybody ahead of time pretty thoroughly.
Right.
I always thought that was gross on, like, The Bachelor, Bachelorette, or whatever. I was like, okay, I finally get some time with this person. Then they'd make out, and then the next person would be like, can I steal them for a minute?
Right.
And then they would make out with them. And
ew.
The next person would be like, can I steal them for a minute? And then they would make out. And you're like, dude, it's just like everybody, yeah, at that point.
How does a three-way kiss even work?
And how does that start?
So I want to say this was in one of the
Take
challenges
notes,
as well.
Well, yeah, because every guy's like, man, we have trying to lay a hint.
This was in one of the challenges. So it was part of the game. And it's not that it's happening as often, the three-way kissing, as much as like the making out. But people online are like, you know what? This is a little bit too much. Like, this is gross. Like, we could do without. Like, it's cringe. Can you please, like, remove it from it being a part
I'm
of the show?
I'm glad people are grossed out.
It is too much. The making out is too much.
Anyways, back to the logistics of this three-way kiss, though. Is it three of them at the same time?
Yeah.
Because I feel like...
I think it's one main person, and then you have two people coming to you.
But I feel like you're neglecting one person, right?
Yeah.
Because you could really only kiss one person, like for real at a time.
Well, that or you right. got you like lizard tongue it and just go,
yeah.
you dart your tongue
or
to one
you
side and then
one
back
of those people
over
that has
the
like
other.
A split tongue. You know, some people get that done.
Oh, and then
yeah.
just
it goes both ways.
There you go.
Or is it mainly like two people are making out and you're just trying to like.
And then one
just
side person's over there just licking like.
That can't be enjoyable.
Let me in over
no,
here.
No, it can't.
That's me. Come on, guys.
That sound is like well, really
that's the one,
disgusting.
That's the one thing about like reality TV kissing and stuff. Like, I don't know. I don't like the sounds of people eating and stuff like that. And like kissing is not that far
ew,
off. The
yeah.
lip smacking and stuff like that.
So
I don't
gross.
Like. I don't need the up close and like prolonged shot of that.
Yeah.
Like, I understand they're making out. I get it. I don't need to see like in graphic detail how they're doing it.
You would be able to make it through a season. Graph.
Ew, stop doing that. Okay.
Hey, let me in on this kiss.
That's that new Love Island
All Stars. Yep.
On Netflix?
Yeah. No. It's on Peacock.
On Peacock.
Yeah. If you want to see some making out. That's
I
where you
do
can
not,
go.
But thank you, yeah, Jess. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Gabriel from Richmond. Now that the 49ers are not playing anymore, could we get more hyped up about the Sharks and the Warriors, please? You guys are always talking about the San Francisco Giants and San Francisco 49ers, but never about the Sharks or the Warriors.
With all due respect to Gabriel, I appreciate the talk back. Mm-hmm. We talk about the Warriors all the time. I mentioned them in four and what they did the night before.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, all the time. But Sharks, my apologies. Sharks haven't had anything too noteworthy or mentionable the last few seasons. This season, there's a little life, so that's fun. We'll get some Sharks talk in there. But coming up next, I do have a very, very large piece of Warriors news.
Nice.
Very large.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Have you guys seen Don Lemon feuding with Nicki Minaj?
I have.
Oh, God. There's a lot to unpack here. But for those who don't know, Nicki has been in hot water lately with even a lot of her own fans who have been turning their backs on her after she mm-hmm. publicly took a certain political side. There's even a petition to get her deported, and it's got a lot of signatures. But back to her beef with Don Lemon. He was out covering a group of ICE protesters who interrupted a church service in Minnesota, and Nicki went off. She called him something. She hopped on X, and she called him something homophobic, and she said Don Lemon is disgusting. How dare you? I want that thug in jail. He would never have done that to any other religion. Lock him up. Don Lemon responded yesterday in an interview with TMZ, and he did not hold back on what he thinks of Nicki. He said, quote, "This is clearly out of her depth. She doesn't understand politics. She doesn't understand journalism. And I'm not surprised she's weighing in on something that's beyond her capacity." Nicki Minaj is a pick-me. She's ignorant. She doesn't know what she's talking about. She's always weighing in on things she doesn't know about. She should just sit the F down. By the way, isn't she married to an alleged pedophile?
Oops.
And she has the nerve to say something disparaging about, you know, someone says something homophobic. Right. So Nicki Minaj, F off. Stop being a homophobic bigot and get a life and some brains.
I loved the response. If you wanted to take issue with what happened at that church or whatever, you can do that without using a homophobic slur
right.
in there. Mm-hmm. Like, and so I absolutely loved Don Lemon's response there. I feel like it was warranted, and he dunked on her right back.
He did. He definitely did. Yeah. All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, bad news for Warriors fans. Really bad news. Jimmy Butler has reportedly torn his ACL and will be done for the season. I wonder if the Warriors practice facility is near any PG&E power lines. We should look into that. Warriors were hosting the Miami Heat last night at Chase Center, and in the third quarter of the game, Butler caught a pass in the paint. He kind of landed awkwardly on his right leg after some contact. He fell to the ground. He stayed down on the court. He was screaming in pain. You knew it was bad immediately. He had to be helped off the court into the tunnel, unable to put any weight on his right leg. Warriors went on to win the game 135-112, but the most obviously the most disappointing news coming out was basically tests are going to confirm that his ACL is torn. Ooh. He will be done for the season. Jimmy Butler's had two pretty significant injuries to that same knee in his career. Earlier in his career, a few years ago, he had a meniscus tear in 2018 in that knee, and then an MCL sprain in that knee in 2024. And Butler's 36 years old, so this is, you know, an ACL tear, I guess, when you're younger, is a little easier to bounce back from. Not to say that he can't bounce back right. from this, but it obviously gets tougher the older that you get. And this injury Ouch. News hits the Warriors at a pretty tough time. They're 25-19 right now, which is pretty good, although they are in eighth place in the Western Conference. And without Butler, I mean, Jimmy Butler obviously brought in to help Steph Curry, the Warriors are kind of in big trouble here, losing their other sort of star
Perfect.
Player. So this is going to be a tough
Perfect.
Rest of the season to navigate. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of moves, roster moves, the Warriors make to try to fill, you know, the void that's Right. left by Jimmy Butler. But that's going to be tough shoes, big shoes to fill there. So,
yikes.
Bad news.
Not great for Bay Area
Not good.
Sports.
No,
not at
we're,
all.
We're down and out right now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ernesto from Concord. Yeah, I'm not going to complain about yesterday. Not at all. No, you guys deserve a day off. I don't want even from Venetia to think about me complaining all the time. Nope. I'm just going to let it go this time. All right. Have a good day, guys. Bye.
But I can still Look tell how bothered he is.
But that's like, the nicest like, talkback we've gotten from
him. Yeah, but I could but taste it was the like salt coming through the airwaves.
Very backhanded uh-huh. type of, like, you guys deserve a day off. Like, I could smell the sarcasm.
Yeah.
I love
it. I think it was a lot of it is less about, well, I can't speak for Jess because she hates kids, but Selena has kids. I've got kids. Our kids have the day off. You know what I mean? When the holidays come yep. out, it's less about me getting the day off. Well, I needed it. But also, like...
Like,
my kids are
who's
home.
Who's going to watch them?
Yeah, exactly.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eddie Seth from Wanna Creek. You know, I'm over here hurting really bad, and I heard my name mentioned. It's a little too early, you know what I'm saying? We lost. We got totally pounded, and I don't think we could say that on radio, but we did. And I would say Matt Daddy was brought to tears this weekend, too, because of the Bears. So it was just all bad this weekend.
Oh, no.
It was Daddy. All bad. It was all bad. We did get pounded.
God. All right. Well, in other news, we have your chance to win a chug mug this morning. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. Are you guys ready to kick off What the Bleep?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's today's clip. Question. What percentage of guys do you think regularly wear a ring?
I think it's question. A pretty low number. I would assume a pretty low number. But
if you had to give a number, like 2-3%?
Yeah, under 5%.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, if I had to. All right, think about out what that bleeped out word could be. And then keep in mind, please, this is a family show. So keep your guesses PG. You can't say stuff like pounded and whatnot, like Seti said, just said on the talk back. You can't say stuff like that. It's a family show. Leave us your guess, like Selena said, on the talk back. Mike, leave us your name and your city along with that guess, because we want to be able to shout you out. But you have to be the first correct answer of the morning to get that JV show chocolate.
That's right. Get those guesses in now. We're going to play some of them next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
All right, back to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. Question: what percentage of guys do you think regularly wear a ring? This is a family show, okay? Not so me. That's something PG, I promise you.
Okay.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lauren from La Mirada, and I think the word is earring. Have a good day, y'all.
Oh, like an earring.
An earring. Ah, what percentage of guys wear an earring?
I think high percentage.
Yep.
High percentage?
Yeah.
Over 50%? Of guys wearing earrings?
Maybe, okay, like 40.
So that is not a high.
I think that's still a lot.
That's not a high percent.
Well, more than, that's higher than like the other rings I'm thinking of.
I bet you it's like 15 or under. I bet you it's 10 or under.
I think it's more than that.
Of guys nationwide that wear an earring, I bet you it's
20%.
No.
I'm going 35.
No, get out of here.
This is Ryan in San Jose. My guess for today's word is engagement ring. I wore mine. Love you guys. Happy Tuesday. Bye.
Why did you giggle about that?
That was a joke. I don't think guys should wear engagement rings.
What if he's not joking about that?
No, I'm saying my laughing at that was a joke. I think guys should wear engagement rings.
Got it.
Why don't they? I never understood that.
I know,
we
that's
do?
A good point.
Because you don't give them to us.
Oh, that's also a good point.
Yeah.
If you had to save up all your money and buy the most expensive thing that you could buy, and then you gave it to us, we might wear it. I mean, we probably wouldn't, but it would be a different level of
meaning. When I was engaged, I asked my man if he wanted me to get him one. He said no. Like, he didn't want to wear one.
I want one that has a however many carat diamond that you got. Yeah, I want one like that. Mostly because I want you to have to save up and spend on it.
I don't
want to
do that.
Yeah, me either.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Leo from San Jose. I'm going to say promise. All right, have a great
A promise ring. That's cute.
A few people have guessed that so far this morning. Do you think guys should be wearing promise rings?
I don't really like the promise rings.
For men or women?
Yeah, I mean, it is cute when you're younger, but if you're like, you know, an adult, just get engaged.
Just get an engagement ring.
Yeah.
The same thing you're saying?
Yeah, just keep the promise and just go straight to, you know, the next thing.
Like, the promise should already be there.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
That's just our opinions. But hey, if you think you know what that bleeped out word is, continue to leave those guesses on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. We are going to play more of your Talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is our What the Bleep game, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and you win a JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. Question: what percentage of guys do you think regularly wear a ring? Remember, this is a family
number,
show.
Very small number.
Yes.
You would never, Graham?
Have you?
No, I have never.
Hey, this is a family show, so that word is always something clean. Let's go to your guesses, see if anybody got it right.
Hi, Jeffy Show. This is Ava from Antioch, and I think I believe that word is tongue, like tongue ring. Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Tongue ring?
Yeah, tongue ring. What percentage of guys do you think have a tongue ring?
Oh,
very
small number of guys.
Yeah, 1%.
Yeah, maybe.
Hi, and nobody should. Jackie from Tracy, and I think the bleeped out word is wedding ring. All right, have a good one.
Wedding ring. Great guess.
One of the most popular guesses this morning.
Of course.
I think most guys that are married wear their ring, although I know some guys that are married that just have never worn their ring.
Oh,
just don't wear a ring.
Hell no.
Oh. Would that bother you?
Yes.
Jess?
Put the ring on.
Would everybody be bothered if their man did not wear their ring?
I think so.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Frankie from Salinas. And my guess, I'm not allowed to say on the air because it's a family show. So I will go with a mood ring. All right. Hope you guys have a great day.
A mood ring. I forgot about those.
I love those.
No guy wears a mood ring.
No.
Do you? I mean, you as a lady, would you even, you as a lady, would you even wear a...
I'm going to pass on the mood ring. But, I mean, they were cool and you're like
growing
a kid. Up. Yeah, but no adult is wearing a mood ring, right?
I don't think so. No?
I guess possibly. Not.
Hi, JV Show. I think the bleeped out word might be class ring or like football ring, something like that. Oh, and it's Leilani from Hayward.
Leilani from Hayward.
There you go.
Here's today's clip unbleeped. Question. What percentage of guys do you think regularly wear a class ring? Two follow-up questions.
Okay.
Does anybody still get class rings?
I don't know. Are those still a thing? Are they made still?
And two, does anybody, not just guys, does anybody wear their class ring? No,
I think,
right?
There were people that, I mean, I remember in high school, there were people that got them.
Right.
But you don't
wear it.
Wear it outside of maybe the graduation ceremony and maybe some high school events.
Would you be weirded out if, like, 20 years later, like, you meet a guy at a bar, he's like, oh, it's my class ring from the 97, class of 97. Like, that'd be weird, right?
What was weird about him is they, like, started to take on the resemblance of a Super Bowl ring. You know, they were, like, big. They were very large. Yes. Like, maybe if it was something small and, like, there was a little inscription or something with thing, then maybe more people wear them. But, like, you're actively walking around like you won a championship, and then people look closer, and all you did was graduate from high school.
Yeah.
You know? And people are like,
which is still a good achievement.
It is a good achievement, but it's not as impressive as winning some sort of championship.
And they were really expensive, from what I remember, I think. Like, a couple hundred dollars.
Sounds about right. I'm sure I did not even...
Did you get one, Graham?
No, of course not. Did you have a Letterman jacket?
No.
Yeah, I didn't have any of that stuff.
I kind of would have liked one. They looked cool.
A ring or a Letterman jacket?
Letterman jacket.
If you get a Letterman jacket, you got to get a class ring to wear with it. All right, whoops, sorry. I was going to give some shout-out. Wrong button there. Is there only one shout-out to give this morning?
I believe so, yep.
Mm-hmm. Leilani. She had the very first correct answer this morning and the only correct answer, Leilani and Hayward. So she will be getting a brand new JV Show Chug Mug. Nice work. And since there are no shout outs to give other than hers, let's go over a couple of the other most popular guesses.
Okay.
People saying diamond ring.
Okay.
I have a diamond in my wedding ring.
My husband does as well.
Ah.
Mine's on the inside.
He has three on the outside.
That's kind of cool.
Three or four. I don't know.
I like that. Mine's a diamond for my grandma that my wife used and put on the inside with an inscription on the inside of my ring. It's kind of cool.
That's cute.
Nose or pinky? A lot of people guessing nose ring, pinky ring.
Okay.
Gold ring.
Okay. What
color is your man's ring?
He has the diamond one. He doesn't wear all the time because that one's like a platinum. But he's kind of allergic to it, so he only pulls that out special occasions. So he has like a separate gold one. That's his everyday one.
Got it. Mm. Toe ring was a very popular guest this morning.
Sorry.
You just offended all our male toe ring wearers out there that are listening right now. Septum ring was a very popular one. Is that the thing right between your nose?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
School. A lot of people are kicking themselves because there are several people that guess school or graduation rings.
Oh, you are.
And those
so
are right
close.
There. Class ring. And then the other most popular guest this morning, purity ring. Because didn't the Jonas Brothers wear purity rings?
Yes.
Yes, a purity ring.
That's a good guess.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Great guess.
Well, thank you, everyone, for playing. Yep. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, same time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
How was your nice long weekend? Hopefully you had yesterday off.
Yeah. So far, it was pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty chill. The weather was beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a really nice weekend. Well, welcome back to reality. We're back to work today. But we are trying to give you these tickets to see
Madison Beer.
All you have to do is win our Yup Nope game. This is our trivia game. We're going to ask you four questions. Just got to get three correct and the tickets are yours. Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Here we go with question number one. Who was the halftime performer at last year's Super Bowl?
Oh, my God. Can I pass this one?
No.
You don't know this.
Think. Come on. Think hard. It was Eagles Chiefs playing in the Super Bowl, if I remember correctly. Who was that halftime performer? It was a big deal.
Oh. I'm trying to think.
Can we give him a hint?
No. Sorry, I didn't mean to yell at you.
No! All right, take a guess.
Kendrick Lamar?
Yep.
Okay. I knew you knew it.
That's the one, Kendrick Lamar. That seems like a really long time ago.
It does.
Well, it was about a year ago. All right, question number two. Nitrous oxide is most commonly referred to as what type of gas?
Nitrous oxide. A noble gas?
Nope.
Laughing gas is what we're looking for there. Laughing gas. They give you nitrous oxide. Laughing gas.
It's all good, Alex. You're allowed to miss one, so you're still in the game. Here's question number three. Thomas Jefferson was the primary author of what incredibly important document in United States history?
The Declaration of Independence?
Yep.
Yep.
That's the one. All right, question number four. He needs this one to win the game, right?
Yep.
Okay, question four, no pressure. Mean Joe Green is a Hall of Fame player from what sport? Mean Joe Green.
Mean Joe Green.
What sport did he play?
That would be football, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
That's the one.
Woo-hoo!
That means you won these tickets for Madison
yes,
Beer.
Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations, Alex.
Thank you.
Totally crushed it. You're very welcome. Congrats on the tickets. You have a great rest of your day. Hang on there. Graham, do we have some shout-outs?
Yeah, I got a couple DMs this morning. First one, hello, Graham. Can you please send a birthday shout-out to my daughter, Giselle? She turns 14 today. One more year until her quinceañera. Wow, how time has flown. We love listening to you guys every day on our way to school. Love, Anna and Mateo. Yes, happy, happy 14th Woo! Birthday.
Who gives a fart?
That's a big one, yeah. One more year to the quince. Dad's in my DMs. Dad's in my DMs. Hello, Graham. Want to see if I could wish my daughter, Evelia, a happy 7th birthday. Her birthday was yesterday on the 19th, but I just want to wish my funny fashionista sweetheart, Evelia, a very happy 7th birthday. We love you so much. You bless us every day with your silly antics. And that is from Dad Eric. Yes, happy, happy birthday
happy
there.
Birthday. Who gives a fart?
And one more here. Hi, Graham. Can you please give a shout out to my son, Simon? We listen to 94.9 every morning on the way to school, and I'd love to see his reaction on a special day. Happy birthday, Simon. We are so proud of your hard work and dedication. You are so caring and so sweet and the best big brother, a wonderful athlete and our beautiful growing boy. Keep up the great work. We love you so much. That's from Mom, Dad, and Emmy. Yes, Simon, I hope you have a great birthday. But I remember one thing about Simon's birthday every single year, and you want to know what it is?
What?
Who gives a fart?
That's right.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
The people online are discussing whether or not J-Lo was a total B in this video. Did you guys see her on the red carpet? This is at the Golden Globes. I know it was last weekend, but her doing the glam bot. Did you guys see that video?
Yes.
It's on our Instagram store if you haven't checked it out yet. Graham, go now.
The
glam bot is this camera, and I guarantee you've seen these videos where it's like ultra slowed down. Celebs will do a pose on the carpet. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about. Anyways.
They look all glam.
So J-Lo did that at the Golden Globes. Go see this on our Instagram story. Everybody was saying that she was so rude to this guy, Cole, who like operates the camera at all these award shows. And that's because as he's talking to her and giving her direction, you see other videos of other celebrities and they're so friendly and they're happy and smiling and they're joking around. She, J-Lo, was just like stone faced, didn't even like acknowledge this man and just does the pose, and, like walks off. And Cole, for what it's worth, he posted a video on Instagram saying he doesn't feel J-Lo is being rude to him. It's an award show. It's hectic. Celebs are being pulled in every direction. If a celeb is less chatty, he doesn't take it personally. He's just happy that she stopped to do it at all because it's completely optional.
Right. What do you guys think?
She seemed kind of rude.
I actually, maybe I'm just used to her interactions being like this with people, but also like, what did we expect for her to be like having a full-on conversation?
Like, oh my God, how are your kids? I can't wait. Oh, we should catch up later.
No, but like, it's like you see Zendaya doing it and she's like joking around about her poses. Like, should I do this? Should I do that? You know what I mean? Like, they just seem more friendly.
I think now I'm more okay with certain people just because I'm like, that. I think that's just how she is.
Yeah.
So.
That's sad that this is what we expect.
Right.
We expect her to be, you know, not to just not smile or talk to people
because,
around.
But Selena, wouldn't it bother you if like people would judge you because you're not going around like hugging everybody or being like, hey, how's it going? Good morning. Like
it would. And that's what that is what the guy Cole was saying. Like this, I mean, it's not like an interview. This right. could be a moment for them to recharge their social battery while they're doing their little video. And then they go off to do more interviews, which is really draining for them.
I just think I expect the behavior from J-Lo and I'm pretty confident she is mean and awful to a lot of people. But not in this. I'll defend her in this instance because there are a lot of people taking video and pictures of her that day. Does she have to go and acknowledge each one of those camera people? Oh, my. Thank you for taking that picture. Oh, hey, how's it going? Thanks for that picture. You know, like, this is just an extension of that. This is just one more camera, one more video, one more picture. Like, you got to just do this one, then you go to the next one, then you go to the next spot, then you go to the next. I don't know. I don't think
yeah,
like, she
but
needs
it's
to
different.
Stop down and be like,
but it's different oh than like God. It's different than, like, paparazzi. You know what I mean? This is like, right. like, these videos get posted to social media. They know that.
The Glambot is definitely a little bit more interactive usually with celebrities, but she doesn't just completely ignore him. I think you just can't see you can't hear her that much in the video. So she does say like hi, like thank you or whatever.
She also nails it. She did it really good.
Yeah,
the end result's pretty good. It was sort of a mic drop moment, like just walk off. Right.
If you do want to go see that video, JB Morning Show, it's on our Instagram story. Let us know what you think. Graham, what do you have?
All right, Niner fans, take a moment, say your goodbyes to the season. Well, not only to the season, but also to defensive coordinator Robert Saleh. I think we all knew this was going to happen. He works in miracles with the backups and ever-changing lineups all season long as all our players seem to get hurt and shovel through him. He did an incredible job with the defense. He was our defensive coordinator, of course, we know a few years back, and then he went to head coach the Jets where everything was a dumpster fire there because it's the Jets, and he ended up getting fired. And thankfully, he came back for this season as our defensive coordinator. I don't think the Niners would have been anywhere as far as they were without him. And he has now accepted a job by all reports to become the next head coach of the Tennessee Titans. So take a moment, say goodbyes to Robert Saleh. Bittersweet. It was a hell of a season. Love for him to stuck around for one more year or two more years, but that would be being greedy. He deserves a head coaching role. Great guy, and by all accounts, and great coach. I do feel bad that he's going to the Tennessee Titans because the New York Jets were a dumpster fire, and the Titans currently also a flaming dumpster fire. So I hope he can have more success.
Well, they need him
there. I hope he can turn things around there because they had a brutal season, and they have probably some tough years ahead, but hopefully more success there. So best wishes to Robert Saleh. Thank you for all he has done for this 49er team. Right. Now the 49ers will go out this offseason and find yet another defensive coordinator, which I think will be like our fifth one in 5 years or something like that. We've gone through quite a few. So,
right.
Good luck. But also, take a moment, say goodbyes to the season. Goodbye, season!
It's over!
No!
Yes!
Thank you, Graham. Next on the JV Show, we have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. And can I talk about my weekend a little bit?
Sure.
Next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Celia from San Francisco. Just have a small little request for Jess when she's answering the calls. If you could please say what number we are before hanging up, because right now I just called and all I heard was 1-94-9, caller click, and I didn't know what number I was. So I wanted to see if I had enough time to call back. Thank you.
Wait, I didn't know this was an issue. Are people not hearing the number?
A lot of complaints coming into 2026. Whoa, the Talkback mic always open for all of your complaints. We try to air them out and then get to the bottom of what your issue is with our show, which apparently is everything.
Right.
So let's start with this one.
Yeah,
there is sometimes when answering phones, there is a little bit of a lag sometimes I've noticed. So you really got to make sure that you give like an extra, just a little bit
number,
of a pause.
And then hang up in their
face. And then slam the phone right in their face after that.
Okay, got it. That is noted. That is noted.
Okay. Look at that. We're solving problems. There we go.
Yeah. All right. So go to JV Morning Show on Instagram. You know, I know it's Tuesday. Normally we do this on Mondays, but after the weekend, we bring a photo from home. We have them posted on our social media. Make sure you're following us, JV Morning Show. I left my house maybe one time.
Really?
Over the long weekend.
Okay.
And that was yesterday. To go to the movies. It was Bring Your Own Bucket Day.
Oh, geez.
Wait, I love this. We got so much popcorn. You guys, at the end of the movie, I mean, we didn't even put a dent and how much popcorn
That's
we got.
That's because you brought a 20-gallon tote container.
Isn't it amazing?
Did you see anybody else, or were you the only one?
I was so nervous walking in there. So I'm like, what if we got the dates wrong? People are looking at us weird. And you go in there, and not everybody had like a crazy big container. And there is a limit on how much you can get.
Okay.
I think it was like 400 ounces or something like that.
Dang.
400 ounces. And you came very close to that, but I imagine.
There was a couple other people I saw that had Lowe's buckets that they were like filling up. I think somebody else had like a construction hat that they just like threw their popcorn in there. You can like just take any container and they were going to fill it up with popcorn.
I love it. Now, because they had to replenish the entire machine after you cleared it out, were people behind you annoyed?
No, they had huge buckets just constantly pouring it in there. Like okay, they were never going to run out.
They came prepared. Second question, it looks like you lined this with some sort of plastic bag or something because the popcorn's not filling all the way down into your container.
Yeah, they did that.
They did that
before putting the popcorn into any container. They put a little baggie in there. So
it
stays.
I like that.
Stays
well, you're
clean.
Lucky that they had one big enough to fit in your world's
I know,
largest.
That's what I was thinking.
People always dream about doing this, and you actually did it.
I actually did it.
Props to you.
I know.
I love it.
You know, 7-Eleven will have, like, bring your own, like, you know, Slurpee cup today, yeah. And I've always wanted to do that. And
just wheel your bathtub in there.
Yeah.
But
I've never actually gone. But then yesterday we went. We saw Avatar.
Oh, how'd you like
and?
It?
Really good.
Okay.
Really good.
Do I need to have seen the last, how many of them? I saw the first one.
Definitely helps. Because even I watched the last one, but I forgot a lot of it.
Right.
So I was a little lost like during the beginning of this one. But once you know, you can follow along. It's really, really good. It is super long though. 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Oh, dang.
That's like all of them. You're like, I want to go back and, you know, rewatch the one so I know what's happening.
Yeah,
they're
all super long.
You don't have time to go back and rewatch it. Too
and
long.
You would have thought with all that time we'd finish the popcorn. No.
Nope.
Yes.
Well, you're going to have to rewatch all of them again because Avatar 4 comes out in 2029. And then you're going to have to rewatch all of them again because Avatar 5 comes out in 2031.
Jeez, what? Will movies even exist in 2031? So far in the future.
It'll all be in our minds.
Right.
You want them in your mind.
Yeah.
You think it and you're just like sitting there watching it. Bay Area world record alert.
Yeah, this one's a big one, you guys. And congrats on an order because one Bay Area man successfully, well, I don't know if successfully is the right word, but he broke into 114 cars in just 2 days, you guys.
Oh,
new world record alert. Has anyone done better than that? That happened from November 8th through the 9th. This guy broke into 114 cars at various apartment complexes. In the San Jose area, I should say that. Just, is that an impressive feat or what, you guys? 114
I'm
cars?
Kind of impressed.
Are we still calling it bipping?
I think so.
I think. I haven't really heard it in a minute, but yeah.
114 bips? Is that?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that how you would use that?
Yeah.
In a sense, 114 bips in just 2 days. This guy was captured on one of the apartment complex's cameras and then was identified. And then when they went to serve a warrant to arrest him, it turns out he was already in police custody on unrelated charges, they say.
Oh, my God.
So this guy's just obviously a criminal. But 23-year-old resident of Gilroy was the one responsible for that.
Wow, 114 cars. Are you guys impressed?
Part of me, you know, like, don't do that. But,
right.
I mean, new world record.
The dedication. I just want to know what, like, why? What did you get? What did you find in these cars that was worth you doing all that? What did you get out of this?
Probably not all that much.
That's what I'm thinking.
And I'll tell you what he got. A lot of jail time. Because this girl tacked on to whatever other charges he was already facing. But he is currently in custody at Santa Clara County jail. So, but he does have a world record on his hands.
Okay.
I have to submit it to Guinness to see if they'll verify it. But 114 cars.
We should see if there is a world record for this already. I mean, there's world records for everything.
They have
name
every
a category.
Category.
If it's not there already, you can just invent it.
Yeah, we'll create it for this guy.
All right, next on the JV show, I do want to talk about your guys' photos from home. See what you guys were up to over the weekend. Graham, you mentioned off the air that more bird blood on your hands.
Yep.
Wow. Let's get that update coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
As if today is not bad enough. It's Tuesday, but it feels like a Monday.
Yep.
We're tired. Mm-hmm. The Niners lost. Imagine having to do a shoey on top of all that.
Yeah, that'd be stupid. Oh, wait. Do I have to do one today, too?
Do you? Are you really going to, Graham?
I think I might as well just get it over with. Let's not drag it out. First of all, our buddy Ruben Cito, he's driving in all the way from Sacktown to take a Shoey live in studio because he lost to me in a Niners Raiders season long bet. That was an easy win for me. And I brought my two, I brought my pair of old construction boots, and we posted them. If you want to see them, JV Morning Show on our Instagram story.
It's the nastiest thing you've ever seen.
Actual literal grass growing out of the toe of
moldy.
One of them. Well, they probably are there. I left them outside in the rain one night.
This is a health hazard.
And that's probably why the grass is growing, because I left them out in the rain. They're dry now.
So,
and then I lost a bet to our listener, Abel, who's a Rams fan, and my punishment is a shoey, so I might as well just use the other one and just get this shoey thing over.
That's going to be 9:05 this morning. If you want to be here, we will be streaming live on Instagram, so follow us now, JV Morning Show.
Thanks for the story about the car break-ins, because my car was broken in. Luckily enough, I have renter's insurance that covered me, and FYI, $4,000 worth of stuff taken out of my car. I have a reason, but still, I got my money back. Congratulations to dude, though. I hope you enjoyed stealing other people's stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we awarded an honorary world record a minute ago for a guy that broke into 114 cars over a two-day span, November 8th and 9th in the San Jose area. He is currently in custody in Santa Clara County Jail. And I don't know if hers was one of those that was part of that, but $4,000 worth of stuff in her car?
Did you have, like, $4,000 worth of belongings in there, or did they steal, like, car parts and things worth $4,000?
It sounded like it was belongings in the car worth $4,000.
What are you keeping in there?
It's weird that we victim blame in this case. Like, why would you keep valuables in your car? What are you thinking? But also, shouldn't we be blaming the person that's breaking into the car?
Point.
That's the person
How
that we should be
dare
blaming.
You.
But yeah, don't leave your valuables in the car.
All right. Photos from home. Normally we do this Monday, but you know, it's Tuesday. That feels like a Monday. So go to JV Morning Show. We brought our pictures from the weekend. I've already talked about mine. Graham?
All right, so mine's a picture of my son and I. We went up to Chico this weekend to see my parents and my brother and watch the Niner game. This is prior to the game. All smiles here. My son and I wearing our matching Niners sweatshirts. Very happy there. Not so happy, obviously, at the end result of that game. But we had a lot of fun. Well, we didn't have the game sucked from the very kickoff through. But it was nice watching a game with my brother, because otherwise, normally we text each other constantly throughout the game. So it was nice to be able to just not have to text all game and just talk to him.
Like a normal person.
Yeah. But we didn't have much to talk about because the Niners got completely
pounded.
But it was a fun weekend to see the family, nonetheless.
Aw, nice. Love that. Mine's just a quick gym picture because, you guys, I am pretty proud of myself. I've been staying consistent this month because December was horrible for me. But I'm on it. New Year's resolutions. Here we go. And then I treated myself with the Dubai chocolate matcha from Starbucks.
Wait, how was that?
I liked it. It was really good. But also, it just tastes like chocolate.
That's why I was going to get it last
week. It doesn't taste like it's from Dubai.
It doesn't taste like it's supposed to have
overhyped.
Like a pistachio taste to
it.
Yeah,
if it's too chocolatey, I don't want it.
It is super chocolatey, which again, it's good. It just, I feel like everybody makes like Dubai chocolate taste a revolutionary thing. Like, oh my God, it's Dubai chocolate. But it just tastes like regular chocolate to me.
Can I ask a question about your photo from home?
Yeah.
Is this one of those funhouse mirrors that makes you shorter, your forehead bigger, and your left leg bigger, and your right leg smaller?
Because,
like, everything here, this is not what you...
It's the shadows.
Everything here is out of proportion. That's not what you look like. I feel like the mirror has a bow in it or something.
You know what? You know what I think it is?
Distorting a little bit.
I think it's because okay, I get really embarrassed taking pictures in the gym because...
As you should. Shame on everybody for doing
that. Yeah, because I just feel like everybody's watching. So what I usually do is like just a quick video where I like go... I just move my phone up and then down right away. And so this is a screenshot of that. So I don't know if it like distorted it a little bit more, but the shadows are all off.
You're going to do all that. Just take a selfie. Just do it real quick.
I'm not there yet.
Get it over with.
I'm not there yet, but.
It definitely made you shorter and your forehead taller. And that's not what you look like in real life.
Okay, well, I'm glad to know my forehead is smaller in person.
We have to talk about Graham murdering more birds.
You guys, let me just go on record and say I'm thinking this one is not my fault, although it could be my bad bird energy that follows me wherever we go. Because we did go up to Chico and we stayed at my parents' house. And my dad has like a couple bird feeders out in the yard, you know, old people stuff. And they, you know, birds come and he has all these quails that come and eat out of this bird feeder. Just okay. Like, I mean, just it's a community of quails. There's probably 30 of them and they all pop out and they're eating. And it's kind of fun to watch, whatever. We were sitting there having a cup of coffee on Saturday morning, and maybe this is I should have known that the Niner game was going to be bad based on this omen, because all of a sudden all these birds started crashing into the windows. I mean, thunk, 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 and all these quails start bouncing off the windows. And we're like, what is happening? A very large falcon or hawk had flown down and tried to get one of them. And it scared the entire group, and they all went blasting into the windows and bouncing off the windows. And we know that my house at home in Napa has had a million birds bounce off of it, and you guys blame me and the omen, and everything's cursed.
It is.
And maybe that energy, I brought it all the way to Chico.
Oh, my God. But this, no, it's not your house. It's you.
These, why? I mean, I hope not RIP to these quails. They bounced off and kept going, but they crashed into the windows really, really hard. It was very loud thunks. And then the falcon or the hawk or whatever it was went chasing after one of them and flew off.
Are
after
you actually
it. The other
not,
one flew away. So I don't know what happened to that one. I hope he made it.
Are you actually not creeped out by this at all? Because watch any scary movie.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's always the bird crashing into the window that like foreshadows something bad is going to happen.
And then the Niners got completely pounded by who? The Seahawks.
Oh, a bird my God. Team.
And
yes.
Here it was, a hawk that came down and tried to.
What is your life?
And now that I've said it out loud, I think it is my fault. I apologize, Niner fans. That was my fault. It was a bad omen. Wow. I should have known that I brought the cursed bird energy somewhere else.
That is super creepy.
It was a little.
You need
it was very jarring because everyone's sitting there, you know, just waking up, having a cup of coffee. And then it sounded like.
Bam.
Yeah. Oh, but lots of very loud thunks as they bounced off the windows.
Will you be doing something about this?
What should I do
it's
about
not his,
that?
Not
that's
his
not
house.
Even my, yeah. That's not yeah, my but fault.
Clearly, oh, yeah. He's carrying it around with him.
Like an exorcism or something.
Or a cleanse.
And also,
or
what if that's something. Not just bad? What if that's not bad energy omen? What if that's just the circle of life?
This doesn't you know, happen. And this birds. Doesn't happen at my house in Hayward.
Yeah. That's I've never point. Seen a bird hit a window.
Me either. Not in real life.
Not in real life?
You've no, never only had in a movies. Yeah.
Clunk into a window before?
No.
They have little bird brains. They don't know that. They can't fly through it. Anyways, I think it was just a circle of life.
I don't know. I think there's something bigger at play here.
Was trying to get some breakfast.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Would you guys stay at this new hotel? So this is being started up by a startup here in Silicon Valley. Let's take the price out of it because it is going to be a little expensive.
Okay.
They're saying between $250,000 to $1 million
to stay in a hotel
per guest. Yeah, and that's because this destination resort it is supposedly going to be on the moon.
On the moon.
Yes.
They're putting a Motel 6 on the moon?
It's called, I don't know if it's Groove Space.
Motel 6.
That's a good one.
It's like a little moon joke.
I don't know if it's Groove Space or GRU Space, but they're already taking early reservations.
And I can go on Expedia right now.
And you can book a room if you had enough money. I mean, there's obviously still testing things out. They're saying early construction is supposed to start in 2029.
Wait, I have so many questions.
I know.
Like,
so.
Yeah, who's.
How?
Who's building it? They're just going to get the team over there from the Ramada. What did Jess call the Ramada?
Me?
I swear.
Yes, you said it weird one time.
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
Anyway, they're just going to get the team over there from the Ramada, and they're just going to start building a hotel there.
Yeah, the first one is going to be inflatable, and you can have four people there at a time to stay for multiple days. And while you're there for your visit on the moon's surface, it says visitors can enjoy moonwalks, driving, and golfing.
Golfing?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That's what they said. Like, that's what they said. All this is supposed to be happening on the moon.
How are we going to build a whole hotel there if we haven't even been there yet before?
That's a great question.
Wait, no, we were there before. And they did play golf on the moon. Don't you remember seeing the guys in their spacesuits and they hit a couple golf balls out there?
Yeah,
you could drive
the ball
really far there. Not a lot of gravity.
So the first one is going to be inflatable, like I mentioned. When they do get to like an actual structure, they're saying that one's going to be a lot bigger. You can fit 10 people inside that one. And the goal is to eventually like replace, you know, whatever they build first with something much more grand. They want like a brick structure. They want it to be modeled after the Palace of Fine Arts.
Okay. First of all, here are two of the dumbest ideas. One, it's going to be inflatable. That means whoever books this trip accidentally leaves a pen in their back pocket and sits down and it pokes through the wall.
Oh my God.
And then we all die. Like, you want me to spend all my money to go stay in something that's inflatable?
Oh, with no gravity.
I'm going to go stay in a bounce house on the moon.
Yeah. Is it just going to float away? Like, you'd have to have, like, those stakes that they use for, like, bouncers.
Oh, yeah, you'll tap in a couple stakes that you used to anchor that bounce house. And then the next idea is to build it out of brick.
A little mini Palace of Fine Arts. That's cute.
But let's go the opposite ends of the spectrum. The lightest building material, something that's going to be inflatable. And then we're going to go to the heaviest building material, bricks.
Right.
How are we getting all the bricks there? Like, now let's just use your heads, people. Maybe make it out of plastic or something. A little lighter, but also rigid and strong. What are we doing?
Right. And then how is this going to work? So it's like you check in and then it's like, okay, check outside 11. Make sure you don't miss it. And then what, you check out if not the rocket leaves you to come back to Earth?
And you're stuck there behind.
Yeah.
Anything about a continental breakfast included?
That I don't know, but probably. It's like an actual resort. I would think all inclusive.
I don't think astronaut food would be very good.
They're saying that what they want this to be is a step toward humanity's future beyond Earth. Like when we need to, have a civilization on the moon, like this is where it's going
to
begin.
That means they're already planning the fact that we're going to need to leave Earth eventually.
Do you think people staying at this hotel are just going to be bored right off the bat?
Yeah.
Because like the amenities really aren't that going to be.
The golf, I want to know about the Wi-Fi.
They're going to tether you out there and you're going to hit one golf ball and you're gonna be like, oh, okay, now what? Because the excitement is getting there on the rocket and landing on the moon, something we've struggled to do. And most of the countries that have tried to send something to the moon really have struggled to land anything manned or unmanned on the moon. It has been very difficult. That's going to be all the excitement, right? But once you actually get there and then you just stare at your inflatable wall, like is there a TV hanging on that inflatable wall.
There's no mention of that. Like, you look out your window, if there even is windows, and what are you looking at? Just like
looking back at Earth and just wondering about all the fun everybody's having on Earth, like scrolling their Instagrams and stuff. Because you're not going to be able to do that. The Wi-Fi there's going to be terrible.
I'm going to need a Wi-Fi. I'm going to need a movie theater. Let me know when happy hour is. Is there even a restaurant? You know, all these different things that I want for a vacation. Is there a beach?
Is there going to be a gym that I can walk by and judge people? Like, what are you doing in there?
Right.
Who works out on vacation? Yeah.
Yeah. What if I want to ride, like, I want to do some ATV riding?
Yeah. And do you think there's going to be room service? You think there's going to be a little astronaut room, person that
probably
comes
not.
And turns down the bed?
No.
I don't think so. Yeah, I'm not.
I don't even think there will be a bed.
For that reason, I'm out.
This hotel doesn't sound very nice at all.
I just want to know if it's actually going to be possible. Are they actually going to get this done?
I think, what was the year they want to have it done by? 2032 or something?
Early construction is supposed to start in 2029.
There's no way.
No, not a chance. We repeatedly keep trying to send stuff and countries try to send stuff to land, even these little landers, you know, with all the technology in the world that we've got right now in 2026. And these things crash and land upside down all the time on the moon. Landing on the moon ain't that easy.
No.
So you expect to fly the construction crew out there and have them start swinging a hammer pretty soon? I don't see it. I don't see it happening.
I don't either.
Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Lamar Odom was arrested in Vegas. He was arrested and booked for DUI early Saturday morning. He was also hit with two traffic violations for driving more than 41 miles an hour over the speed limit and an improper lane change and failure to maintain lane. I thought he was supposed to be sober. That's what I could have sworn had said. We know that he has struggled in the past with drug and alcohol addiction, and I could have sworn that he was out here. He like opened up like a rehab center or something like that, and he wanted to help other people with their sobriety, claiming that he was sober as well. But it looks like he's fallen off the wagon.
Yeah, because we had seen him talking to Khloe right not too long ago on like one of the latest seasons of the Kardashians, maybe.
Yeah, so very interesting. Okay, are you guys ready for some tea?
Yeah. Sure, spill it on me.
So we never really talked about the feud between Brooklyn Beckham and the rest of his family because, you know, who gives a fart? But it just got really good. So Brooklyn Beckham, yes, as in David and Victoria Beckham's son, he's been distancing himself from the family and just like cutting everybody off. And the narrative was always that his new wife is controlling and that the family didn't like the wife and this and that. Well, he apparently got so fed up that he spilled everything on Instagram yesterday. Are you ready for this?
Yes. Yeah.
So he wrote, "I've been silent for years and have made every attempt to keep these matters private, but my family, you know, I've seen with my own eyes the lengths they'll go to place countless lies in the media at the expense of innocent people. I do not want to reconcile with my family. I'm not being controlled. I'm standing up for myself for the first time in my life." And then he went on to say all the things his parents have done. Just recently. Uh-oh. He said, "My parents have been trying to endlessly ruin my relationship since before my wedding. My mom canceled my wife's dress in the 11th hour, forcing her to urgently find a new one.
No. Oh.
Weeks before our big day, my parents pressured me and attempted to bribe me into signing away the rights to my name. Me holding out affected their payday, and they have never treated me the same since. The night before our wedding, members of my family told me that my wife was not blood and not family. And this is the most... this is the biggest part that people have issue with, and they cannot believe this, and they want more details. He wrote, "My mom hijacked my first dance with my wife that had been planned weeks in advance. In front of our 500 wedding guests, Mark Anthony called me to the stage where I was scheduled to, you know, do my dance with my wife, but instead my mom was waiting to dance with me instead. She danced very inappropriately on me in front of everyone. I've never felt more uncomfortable or humiliated in my entire life."
This is awesome.
What in the world?
There's clearly two sides to this story, right? I mean,
there's so even before he put all this on Instagram yesterday, like after he got married, there was reports of this first dance. So Mark Anthony performed, and you know, he obviously calls Brooklyn Beckham to the dance floor, and then he says, and now for the most beautiful woman in the room tonight, come on up. Everyone thinks he's going to call the bride,
right?
And he says, Victoria Beckham, the mom. She comes up. They do a dance. There was people were talking about it after that. The bride ran out of there crying.
Oof!
Whoops!
I want to see this dance. What was she doing to him?
Is there footage?
Rich kid wedding. Mark Anthony is the MC and performer at your wedding. Like, I'm having trouble feeling bad for this, whatever family drama is playing out here. For the rest of the United States, you know, one of your crazy aunts would have a few too many Bud Lights and a fight would break out. This is rich kid wedding. Mark Anthony calls mom down instead of your new bride.
But I still do feel kind of bad. He's having to, like, cut off his entire family. Because they don't, there's a bunch of other things he says where they just don't care. They prioritize the media and what people think rather than relationships with their kids. And ever since cutting them off, he's finally been able to live, you know, peacefully, which, I mean, I do feel bad for anybody in that situation.
But what
it happens to non-celebs too.
Let's just think about this though, because again, we're not inside this dynamic of this family. Selena, you have a son. Let's just say he marries some total B word who is awful to you, terrible. Because that could be the situation here. We don't know, right? She could be awful. She could be terrible. Just absolutely awful to which Spice Girl is this one again?
Posh.
To Posh Spice, just terrible to her. And so this was their sort of little get back revenge, you know, petty, very petty to do it at the wedding. But what if that was the scenario?
I mean, if it's justified, then it's justified. I don't get that sense in this scenario.
But we have no idea.
But you also don't want to put...
You're hearing one guy's side of the story, and it sounds like there's some serious drama going on behind the scenes, and I'd be rather surprised if that was just completely one-sided.
But just because you're mad at the daughter-in-law, like, why would you ruin your son's wedding as well? And again, we only know one side, but...
Just for fun.
Yeah.
just for the story. Just to be
ultra-petty.
I guess.
As petty as possible.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, something very rare happened last night at the Sharks game. Something that hasn't happened since 2020, and that was a goalie fight. We know fights in hockey, commonplace, but very rarely do the opposing goalies drop their gloves and just start punching each other. Well, last night, the Sharks taking on the Florida Panthers in Florida. With about 14 minutes left in the third period, Sharks goalie Alex Nedjegovic took exception to a cheap shot delivered to a fellow Sharks player, so he got involved in that scuffle that was kind of already happening. And that's when Panthers goalie Sergei Bobrovsky, he skated down. Goalies always have the most difficult to pronounce names. And then he skated down, and the two goalies dropped gloves and then squared off. Look, they didn't totally land too many punches.
No.
If you'd like to watch this, a JV Morning Show on Instagram, but the crowd, all the players from both teams, so they were giddy. You've never seen a more excited bunch. The announcers, so excited. Everyone was so excited to finally witness a goalie's, just a goalie fight, because it's just so very rarely happens in the NHL. There's only been 7 total goalie fights since 2004. So this was something very rare that everyone got to witness. Again, you can watch it on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. The Sharks goalie, Nedvedevich, he took down Sergei Bobrovsky. He actually took him down, knocked him down and tackled him. But I think Bobrovsky, he landed probably the better of any of those punches onto Nedvedevich.
They have so much gear.
Why don't goalies ever fight? Like, why is it so rare?
Yes, because it takes a long time to get all the way from the opposite ends of the ice. And then, they do have a lot of gear and... It just doesn't. They're usually not involved in the things that spur a fight.
Got it. Okay, anyways. So that video, oh my God, it's kind of hilarious. Yeah. If you want to go see it, JV Morning Show, it's on our Instagram story. Coming up next, we have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash plus
a shoey.
Yes. Do we have an update on Rubensito?
It's happening. I think he's here and he will be drinking out of my boot.
Oh my God. By the way, go see Graham's boot on our Instagram story. It is nasty.
And we will be going live on there as well. JV Morning Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And you can say, and I'm Rubensito.
And I'm Rubensito.
We got Rubensito in the building right now because he lost a season-long bet to me. Preseason, prior to this NFL season, he bet me that the Raiders were going to have a better overall record than the 49ers. A laughable bet if anybody that has eyeballs would never take that bet. But I think Rubensito just excited to be in here and get to hang out for a minute. But the loser of that bet was going to have to take a shoey, and that day has finally arrived. Rubensito drove all the way in from Sacramento just to drink a warm Corona out of my old construction boot.
So nasty. We're going to talk about what's wrong with you in just a second, because this was your idea.
Uh-huh.
Before that, though, people are here for $1,000 in crazy cash.
Right.
The keyword for this hour is friend. If you're on the iHeartRadio app, just enter that. Hit the contest tab or go to wild94.9.com. Friend, and that's for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck. All right, so Rubensito, what the heck is wrong with you?
Nothing, I don't think.
Other than being a Raiders fan, which is a common affliction. It happens to people. He brought his daughter, Mia, in here as well. She's recording this because obviously we're going to watch this back. But we are live on Instagram, JV Morning Show.
Go
if you'd
check
like
us out.
To check this out. Go back, though, right before you join the live, you need to watch our story from earlier if you really want to see the boot up close. These are the boots that I wore all during the building of my house, and I accidentally left these outside in the rain at some point.
Ew.
And there's a little bit of grass growing out of one of the holes in the toe. I've selected that boot, the left boot. That's the Rubensito's gave me drinking out of that one. I put some tape. We had to put some tape on one side of the boot because there's a pretty big hole in it. I don't need the beer
just spilling out all over the place.
Pouring everywhere. So he's going to chug out of that one. But before any of that, we have one little issue to settle.
Yes. Mia, I don't know if you want to get close to Dad so you can hear through the headphones. We're going to play a direct quote from Dad here, one of his greatest quotes of all time, that he left on a talkback.
Mm-hmm. I love the JV crew. That's why I don't understand why my daughter and girlfriend think the show is stupid.
Mia, what you think of us.
Have Dad slide away from the mic here. Mia, would you like to address what was said there? Because your dad's saying that you think the show's stupid, yet here you are.
Yes. I'm just going to say this. He's obsessed with you guys. He talks about you guys all the time.
Appreciate it.
Me and my stepmom are sick of it because he'd be like, did you guys know like there was a zebra on the freeway and then there's a leprechaun that walked past? I'm like, where'd you get this information show? The JV show? I said... The JV show is literally his Google. I kid you not.
That's smart. That's just being smart.
Wait, I love that.
Okay.
Yeah,
well.
But he's just like, I was like, Dad, I was like, if they're not the Kardashians, I don't care.
Yes. Wow. We have more in common than you think, Mia.
All right.
And FYI, that's where I get all my information from, is from the JV Show.
And that's just being smart. Because we have never steered anybody wrong with any of the information we've shared up here.
All right.
You hear me try to pronounce the Sharks goalie a minute ago?
Sergei Sobrantov.
Do you want to pour up the...
Yeah, if the time is coming, we are ready. Has everybody joined us on Instagram Live that wants to watch this?
JV Morning Show.
All right, Rubensito, I'm going to pour. I will pour the beer in, and then you are going to, well, obviously that's how a shoey works. You're going to drink it out of there. Is it just one beer?
I think we should do at least a couple.
A couple beers? I mean, look, these are size 13
you
man
can fit
boots.
A whole 12-pack in there.
Rubensito, I don't know if you've seen a boot this big before. Does it make you feel like less of a man when you hold a boot this big?
Not at all.
Okay. he's like, I've done it before. Don't worry about me. Let's get one. I think one beer
one
in there.
Is like
one warm.
I'll do two. I don't care.
See, he'll do two.
And then
don't care.
For all my Raider fans, go Raiders.
He's just going to go down with the sinking ship. I love it.
Wait, have you smelled the shoe yet?
Do you even want to?
No, I don't want to smell it.
I'll do it for you. It smells like a dead animal. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God.
Something died
in
there. And it was my foot. Okay.
Pour up.
You got to get ready because this is going to happen fast. And there is a hole in the side of this.
You want me to get up?
Yeah. I'm going to need you to stand up.
I'm so scared for you.
Okay, the beer is going in.
Oh, no.
We got one beer going in. Are we really going for two? There's no way. It's full.
Why? It's already full?
Selena, all right, go. All right. In there. I'll just put a little bit of the next
top
one
it off. Just top it off. There we go. One and a half.
All right. And then you could just drink right out of the back there. All right. He's going for it. He's got boot to lips. He's got boot to lips and he's chugging and there is none spilling. This is actually a very clean jug.
He's a professional.
I'm impressed that my boots are still holding liquid as much as they are.
Oh, my God.
Do you taste what I, a couple of things I left in there? Did I mention I went through a pretty vicious case of athlete's foot there the better part of 6 months? He is still chugging. This is a legit chug. Chug.
You got to be running out at some point. Yeah, there's still beer in there?
How much beer is in there? Hardly a drop is being spilled. This is one hell of a chug. He just doesn't stop. He's had his mouth on my boots now for more than 30 seconds. I know he's done it. He has done it. Rubensito from Sacktown has successfully chugged some warm Corona, non-alcoholic, out of my boot.
Mia,
and didn't spill a
Mia,
drop.
Mia, what do you think about Dad?
Well done. Have you ever been this proud of your dad?
He's crazy. No. He's just so crazy. I mean, this is what I deal with every day. It's crazy.
All the accomplishments that you've seen him achieve over the years, this is probably the pinnacle, though, right?
Sure.
Okay.
He's just not gonna stop talking about it. He's gonna tell everybody, the whole world. You're gonna see him on the news talking about it. Like, you're gonna see him everywhere.
Local Sacramento successfully drinks beer out of radio DJ shoe. I can't wait to read the article and see the news story.
He's gonna catch E. coli or something. I don't know.
Yeah, are you up to date on all your vaccinations? If not, I would. Tetanus, Hep B, A through whatever.
But hey, he's made all the other Raider fans very, very proud. Everybody on JV Morning Show on our live, they're happy Raiders. With you.
Really?
You did it.
You want to give them big Raiders.
Raiders.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah, cut it.
That's enough of that. Graham, are you doing a shoey next?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, my God.
Let's get it
this
over
is
with.
Too much.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9. So Graham is getting ready to do a shoey. He brought his work boots in here. You just shook one out before you put the beer in, and what fell out of it?
I think a dead moth came out of there. There was a lot of I thought maybe there's like some, you know, dirt, some chunks in here that I should clean out, and I took it upside down and shook it. And yeah, a moth wing fell out, and then just a lot of dirt. I forgot to do that for Rubensito's chug a minute ago.
Who knows what you were chugging?
He chugged us all kinds of stuff. I think I was a frog in one of these boots at one time when I put my foot into it. He didn't make it, but I'm sure he wasn't in there still. But maybe a little bit.
There was squished frog guts.
Maybe a little bit of the frog essence was in there.
That's so disgusting. All right.
All right, I'm doing this.
You also lost a bet.
Yeah, our buddy Abel in San Jose, a big Rams fan. He had left a couple talkbacks last week leading up to the Rams-Bears game and then the Niners-Seattle game. And the bet that we agreed on was going to be a shoey for whoever's team did not advance. Niners obviously did not advance. Rams advanced in on a miracle play. I thought the Bears were going to win that game and I was going to be in the clear. But here I am. And since Rubensito just did a shoey, I might as well just do mine. We are on Instagram Live, JV Morning Show. If you just enjoyed watching Rubensito take his, and I'll be taking And a lot of people are like, well, it's not the same. It's out of your own shoe. Yeah, until you've seen the shoes.
It's
These
nasty.
Are the boots that
it's
I used to build my house.
How many beers are you going to pour in there?
Just one. I'm going to get just one of these nice, warm, non-alcoholic Coronas that you brought in this morning.
You
can't
welcome.
Wait. These are going to be delicious. And I'm going to pour this in and just let it
just
rip,
go,
you guys.
Just go. Got to get it over with. All
right. Thanks a lot, Chicago Bears.
He's pouring.
It's hard not to get it all foamy in there.
You have to tilt it. Are you tilting it?
Okay. I know how to pour a beer in a boot, Selena. This is not my first rodeo. Here. All right, everybody.
All right.
Here we go.
Go. Chug. Ew, oh my God. Ew, does it smell? Did it smell, Rubensito, when you were doing it?
It did not.
Oh, that was fast.
Woo!
How was it?
Shooey. It was a shooey that's very shooey. If that
did it
makes
taste
sense.
Like dirt?
It doesn't taste good, I'll tell you that. And having a warm beer in there doesn't taste good either.
Do you need to burp?
I do.
Do it.
No, I'm not going to do it. All right.
Bets are settled. Yeah.
All bets are settled.
Are we good now?
The shooey bets are settled.
Everyone leave us alone.
Yes. Get off my back about it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.